I've been ducking and dodging unfamiliar economic terms since the first financial bailout was announced, hoping phrases like credit default swaps and short selling might disappear. Well, they haven't. In fact, those pesky financial terms are showing up everywhere from Vanity Fair to Star Magazine, although Star chose not to talk about lost assets, but lost cashola. I can't escape the terms, so I've decided to stand up and make an interception. I started my financial self-education this way, typing questions into Google. Surprisingly, this proved fairly successful. I learned that a hedge fund is basically an exclusive mutual fund, and that short selling is essentially borrowing stocks and selling them in the hopes that you'll be able to rebuy them when their price goes down. And to commit these terms to memory, I made flashcards on things like price-to-earnings ratios. Then I took the next step in my game plan and registered for a free online trading account. I got $1 million to virtually invest and practice trading techniques. Despite the fact that it's not real money, I find myself being extremely cautious, buying just 20 shares at a time. So far, I've only invested $15,000, mostly in things like alternative energy, hoping to cash in on the promises of President Barack Obama. I keep trying to think of innovative investment picks, things other people may overlook, like manufacturers of insulation and double-paned windows. But the last time I checked my daily digest, I saw a lot of red, and I know that's a bad sign. The only stock that was up was a solar company. Hopefully, the time I've invested in educating myself and playing online trading games will pay off, even if only with virtual money. You don't actually think I'm crazy enough to put one penny into the real stock market. With a perspective, I'm Lauren Silverman.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.